Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announcing today that he will appoint former Senator John Kyle to replace the late Senator John McCain.
Kyle was a senator for 18 years and served as Senate Minority Whip before stepping down in 2013. The appointment comes as hearings began for the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Turns out the former senator played a key role in the president's appointment. We're going to talk more. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Tim Steller. He is a columnist with the Arizona Daily Star. Tell us a little bit more about John Kyle.
Well, he's been around a long time. He's 76, so he entered politics, I think, in the early to mid-80s, ran for the U.S. House, and 1994 won a seat in the U.S. Senate. He is a really well-respected among Republicans. I mean, overall, he's well-respected, but he's, I guess I would say, better loved among Republicans for being kind of a traditional conservative. I wouldn't call him a Trump acolyte. He's not in the Trump mold at all, but he probably supports much of what President Trump is pursuing as president.
Tim, as we mentioned in our lead-in to you, the former senator played a key role in the president's appointment or his attempt to get Kavanaugh appointed to the Supreme Court. You want to connect all those dots for us?
Yeah, this is an interesting aspect of the nomination. So it would be simply a common-sense appointment, a placeholder, a really, really well-skilled placeholder, if John Kyle were agreeing to serve out the two more years until John McCain's permanent replacement is elected. But Kyle said in the announcement today that he's only committed to serving to the end of this congressional session, or about four more months. And after that, he's not sure. So what happens in those 4 months? Well, there's this current confirmation hearing. As you mentioned, John Kyle was what they call the Sherpa for Brett Kavanaugh, which is a term they use over there to mean the person who kind of guides the appointee through the confirmation hearing. And so he's going from, he's been working as a lobbyist, so he's essentially going from kind of lobbyist work, although perhaps unpaid, on behalf of this nomination, to suddenly being handed a vote on the person that he was lobbying for. So it's a gift, a vote that most lobbyists could only dream of.
How soon is he going to take office?
Oh, my understanding is he was flying to D.C. today. It could be today or tomorrow. He'll be on the floor and working, you know, a pace immediately. I mean, the guy was Minority Whip, so he was not just a 18-year U.S. senator, but one of the top Republican leaders in the Senate, and so he knows what he's doing, and he's got people's respect. It shouldn't take him any time to get moving, for better or worse. Now, the other thing about this that's a little troubling to me is that the general election is coming up. We have a hot race here in Arizona where Republican Martha McSally, who's a congresswoman from our area in Tucson, is running against Kyrsten Sinema, also a member of Congress from the Phoenix area. One phenomenon, one dynamic you can imagine playing out is that if Martha, it's supposed to be a hot, tight race, you know, Martha McSally could win, could lose. If she loses, John Kyle could quit as a U.S. senator, say in December, after the members of Congress have gone home, and Doug Ducey could appoint Martha McSally as John Kyle's replacement, just as he appointed Kyle to be John McCain's replacement.
Quite a scenario. Tim, thanks so much for making some time for us. Tim's piece is a fascinating read. I believe you can find that online. Tim Steller, a columnist with the Arizona Daily Star.